Remembering how relaxation supports our capacity to be aware. Allowing there to be a softening in the body. The outer muscles of the body, all those areas we tend to hold tension across the forehead and face, neck and shoulders. Checking in the stomach, the abdomen. Maybe they can be softened. Anywhere you tend to hold tension, just exploring the possibility of relaxation. As the mind gets more comfortable and familiar with being aware, knowing what's here. Sometimes just simply kind of allowing the awareness to take in the experience of the body and notice where there are areas of tension. Sometimes the tension can release with the awareness rather than it being conscious. Relaxation. And so awareness supports us also as the body relaxes, it supports awareness. As awareness increases, it supports the body and mind's ability to relax more naturally. Maybe also checking in internally. Maybe the throat, the heart, stomach and intestines can relax. And the mind, too. Maybe the mind can relax. Can the mind relax its preoccupation with thoughts, worries, concerns, reflections, plans? Setting it aside, setting those aside. Maybe the brain can relax. From this place of attuning to relaxation, whatever level or amount of relaxation is available, just what you have been noticing as you've been relaxing. Perhaps shifting from the focus on or the attending to the relaxing side to the awareness of relaxing. Aware. Are you aware? Just taking a moment to acknowledge the awareness, knowing that I'm aware, just acknowledging this is the experience of awareness. This is awareness. You don't need to be able to point to it or specifically know it, understand it in a conventional way. Are you aware? Yes, this is awareness. Let yourself take that in, much as you might just take in a very broad way arriving someplace new. And what is obvious, what is awareness attending to, body sensations, sounds, maybe sights. Moods, thoughts, emotions. In becoming aware of experience, there's just some basic things that are happening in our present moment experience. In a simple way, we might just kind of categorize it as bodily experience, physical sensations, including hearing and seeing, and mental experience. What's happening in the mind, thoughts, emotions, states of mind, attitudes, beliefs. Well, it may seem like these two are so clearly different. There are many ways that our mind confuses them. Body and mind can become kind of conflated. there's an experience of physical sensation. Various types of physical sensation in our touch sense that can be known. Right now, we'll just do a little bit of an exploration of that field of the touch sense. There's an aspect of sensation that is solidity, hardness. Heaviness. Softness. This aspect might be felt in just the kind of sense of your weight, the heaviness, solidity of your body. Maybe the hardness of some point of contact of your body against the chair, floor, cushion. Or maybe the softness of the pads of your fingers. The sense of this body as the same elements as earth. We are just the same elements. Carbon, hydrogen, nitrogen, oxygen. Earth, sitting on earth. There's a quality of sensation of movement. You might experience movement with the movement of the body as it breathes. The gentle expanding and contracting of the rib cage. Maybe a sensation of increasing pressure in the throat as you breathe in. And a sense of movement of air down the windpipe. The sensations of pressure various places down the windpipe and into the lungs as they fill. And maybe you also might experience some sensations like vibration, in the hands. Sometimes this is easier to sense. Vibration, pulsing, tingling. And these are all sensations of movement. tension, tightness, contraction, also sensations of movement. These sensations affect each other and inform each other. So a contraction, for instance, that pulling in, which is movement, can also have a quality of hardness. When there's a freer sense of movement, the breath moving easily, a sense of vibration tingling there, there may also be a sense of lightness. And then there are sensations of temperature. Warmth or coolness. You may notice different areas of the body, different temperatures. Maybe the hands are warmer or cooler than other parts of the body. Maybe there's a difference in the feeling of temperature of the skin under the clothes versus the skin exposed to air. Kind of tuning into that temperature quality. And then there's the aspect of moisture, fluidity, flow, stickiness. And if you're experiencing, there's a little bit of humidity in the air today. I don't know if you can just sense that on the skin, a little bit of moisture. You also might notice if your hands are in contact with each other. Maybe just let your hands come in contact with each other. And then gently let them pull apart and see if you notice a stickiness. And that's moisture. Allowing your tongue to slide across the teeth, you might notice a slipperiness. That's moisture. These sensations, these different kinds of physical experience, we could say this is how the body communicates. Let's our mind, our system, know what's happening through these sensations. These sensations are very elemental. And yet our mind will often bring in a concept or idea we very habitually relate to experience through concept. And so, just letting your attention be in your feet for a moment in that area. There's the sensations in the feet, contact, pressure, maybe some stiffness, hardness, temperature. And then there's the idea of feet kind of almost an image maybe of the outline of the feet. What do the sensations have an outline? The sensations themselves? The ideas we have of our physical being, concepts of hand and shoulder and nose and mouth, feet. Those are mental. They're concepts. And yet we often will speak and relate to our experience through the concept rather than knowing what the direct experience is. That's one key way that our minds may conflate a physical experience with a mental experience. And as we get more familiar with the actual sensation level of experience of the body, the difference between bodily experience and mental experience becomes more clear. We begin to recognize that in respect to physical experience, there can be emotional responses. We like some sensations, not others. May feel frustrated or angry about certain things, wanting others. And that's in the mind. We don't have to try to stop that, but just having this curiosity, well, what is actually happening in the physical realm, and what is the mind's response or reaction to that? And that's maybe one of the easy places to begin to distinguish body and mind, physical sensation and emotional response, liking, not liking. Not liking that emotional response is based on another mental experience that's subtler, which is the feeling pleasant, unpleasant, or neutral. So when there's a bodily sensation, our mind experiences it as pleasant, unpleasant, or neutral, and that is a mental experience. Our mind makes the pleasant, unpleasant, neutral aspect of experience. This is also a subtle way that we may conflate body and mind, thinking that the pleasant or unpleasant is in the physical experience. And so in this moment, what's the strongest physical experience? Just let your attention rest there for a moment. And would you say it's pleasant, unpleasant, or neutral? There's a difference between the sensation, which may be vibration, pulsing, tingling, hardness, tension, contraction, pressure, and the pleasant, unpleasant quality of it. Maybe seeing, you might be able to notice, there's this contraction, or tension, or hardness, and there's the quality of pleasant or unpleasant, neutral. Our emotional responses, when we're unaware of this quality of pleasant, unpleasant, neutral, our emotional responses are leaping off of that quality. And so starting to familiarize ourselves with these different areas of experience, both mental and physical, helps us to understand and understand our processes, the processes happening in our bodies and minds. And notice how they affect each other. We have a bodily sensation. And the mind responds to that. An experience of strong tension experienced as unpleasant, and the mind doesn't like it. Or there's something that happens in the mind. An emotion arises, a thought arises, and an emotion follows. The mind conditioning something else happening in the mind, and then the emotion often reverberates into the physical realm. There's the emotion and then the sensations in the body associated with the emotion. They're not the same. They are related, very related, connected, conditioning each other. Can there be some interest and curiosity around this human experience, which for all of us consists of these physical experiences and our emotional processes in relationship to them? Just at a very simple level, this is our human experience, and each of us has a very complicated layer or two or three on top of that, which often pulls us into our ideas and concepts and has us lose touch with what's actually happening in this human realm. Even those ideas and concepts are simply mental arisings. And so curiosity about all of the arising experiences in this human being, physical sensations, thoughts, emotions, moods. And beginning to recognize the relationships between these experiences.